What if the secret to extraordinary success isn't doing more, but doing less? Consider this. Apple became one of the world's most valuable companies not by creating hundreds of products, but by obsessing over a handful. When Steve Jobs returned in 1997, he slashed 70% of their offerings to focus on just 4 computers. That singular focus transformed a near-bankrupt company into a trillion-dollar empire. This counterintuitive truth that less can create more lies at the heart of a simple yet revolutionary question. What's the one thing I can do such that by doing it, everything else will be easier or unnecessary? This question has the power to cut through the noise of our distracted, overwhelmed lives and point us toward what truly matters. Picture dominoes falling in sequence. A single domino can knock over another 50% larger than itself. By the 18th domino, you're toppling something as tall as the Leaning Tower of Pisa. By the 23rd, the Eiffel Tower. By the 31st, Mount Everest. This is exactly how success works. Success isn't about managing 1,000 priorities. It's about identifying your lead domino and knocking it over. Each day becomes a search for that one crucial thing, creating momentum that makes everything else easier or unnecessary. What's your lead domino today? That avoided conversation? That career-unlocking certification? That energizing morning routine? When you topple it, you set in motion a cascade of results that build geometrically, not arithmetically. We've embraced damaging myths about success that keep us overwhelmed and ineffective. The worst, believing everything matters equally. We create lengthy to-do lists, feel accomplished checking off small tasks, yet wonder why we're not moving forward. Here's the truth. Activity isn't productivity. The 80-20 rule reveals that roughly 80% of your results come from just 20% of your efforts. The game changer is identifying which 20% truly drives success and focusing relentlessly there. Then there's multitasking, the lie that refuses to die. Research shows task switching reduces productivity by 40% and increases errors. Your brain cannot focus on multiple cognitive tasks simultaneously. What we call multitasking is actually rapid task switching, and each switch depletes mental energy. We also believe discipline must be constant across every area of life. But what looks like superhuman discipline is usually just well-established habits. Michael Phelps, the most decorated Olympian with 28 medals, was diagnosed with ADHD as a child. Yet he channeled his energy into swimming with remarkable focus. You don't need discipline at everything to succeed. You need selected discipline focused on your one thing, which then creates a foundation for success elsewhere. Willpower is a depletable resource. The Stanford Marshmallow Test revealed that children who delayed gratification achieved better life outcomes, but this capacity depends on physical energy. Your brain consumes 20% of daily calories despite being only 2% of body weight, with the prefrontal cortex, governing decisions and self-control, being especially energy-intensive. When blood glucose drops, decision-making suffers. Studies of parole judges showed they granted parole most often early morning or after meals. As mental energy depleted, they defaulted to denying parole. The solution? Schedule your one thing when willpower peaks, typically early morning. Protect this time fiercely. Barack Obama and Mark Zuckerberg minimized decision fatigue by limiting wardrobe choices and daily routines, preserving mental energy for critical decisions. What drains your willpower unnecessarily? How might you restructure your day to tackle your one thing when your mental battery is fully charged? Big dreams are easy. Translating them into daily actions is where most people fail. The solution is goal setting to the now, working backward from your long-term vision to what you should do right now. Start with your someday goal aligned with your purpose. Then ask, based on my someday goal, what's the one thing I can do in 5 years to be on track? Continue narrowing through this year, this month, this week, and today. This creates a direct line between aspirations and actions. If your someday goal is running a company that revolutionizes your industry, your five-year goal might be launching a viable product. 1 year, develop a prototype. Monthly, complete specific design elements. Today, spend 4 hours on a specific technical challenge. This goal alignment ensures each goal directly supports the one above it. When you wake knowing exactly which domino to knock over, you eliminate the paralysis of too many options. Protect this time by blocking at least 4 hours daily for your one thing when your focus is strongest. Treat these blocks as sacred appointments. When someone asks for that time, simply say, "I'm sorry, I have an appointment," because you do, with your highest priority. Achieving extraordinary results requires mastering your one thing through deep, focused practice. This demands three commitments: being the best you can be, becoming a perpetual student seeking better ways, and embracing accountability by owning results rather than making excuses. This path requires shifting from the E, entrepreneurial, to the P, purposeful mindset. The E mindset accepts good enough and chases quick wins. The P mindset constantly pushes for better, invests in long-term mastery, and stays focused long enough for breakthrough results. This transition feels unnatural. It requires new skills, different approaches, sometimes new relationships. But this discomfort drives growth. The accountability cycle is simple. Actions lead to results, which inform next actions. When you succeed, repeat what worked. When you fall short, learn instead of making excuses. Research shows 65% completion when you commit to someone else, rising to 95% with specific accountability appointments. Four thieves can rob your focus. First, inability to say no. Every yes to something misaligned is an implicit no to what matters most. Second, fear of chaos. Intense focus creates temporary disarray elsewhere. Third, poor health habits. Physical energy directly impacts performance. Fourth, unsupportive environment. Your surroundings profoundly influence behavior. Create distraction-free workspaces and surround yourself with supportive people. Palliative care nurse Bronnie Ware documented dying patients' most common regret: "I wish I'd had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me." When you clarify your purpose and focus productivity on what matters most, you align daily actions with deepest values, living authentically rather than according to others' expectations. Success is sequential, not simultaneous. Focus on one priority at a time, building habits that create extraordinary results. This isn't about perfection. It's about consistently asking what matters most and having the courage to act on the answer. Choosing one thing requires radical courage. It means saying no to good opportunities for great ones, tolerating temporary chaos in some areas while creating something extraordinary in your focus area. Every extraordinary result began with someone asking what mattered most and pursuing it relentlessly. What's your one thing? The answer determines whether you look back with regret or satisfaction.